Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rapscallion Agency. A Leviathan Chronicles story. Chapter 10. Les Rongeurs et les Vedettes. Rodents and rock stars.
What? I can't believe you're leaving Paris. Clurican, you gotta be kidding me.
Look, it's not 100%.
I still have to talk to Lisette about it. But I've just been doing some thinking, and I'm not really fitting into French life here.
Yeah, but where are you gonna go? Your accounts are frozen in the U.S. Probably get arrested for something bogus when you land. Oh, the pizza's ready.
I don't know, Asia? I could probably get into Singapore. I think I could find some work there.
She's never gonna go for that. Can Lisette even use chopsticks?
Of course she can use chopsticks.
I don't know, never seen it before.
Maybe I want to finish my degree.
Ah, come on.
Dude, I'm serious. It's not for me. It's for my grandmother, okay? And it would really mean a lot to her if I could show her a college diploma with my name on it. She's old school Asian.
Well, then let her retake the SATs and play frisbee.
I also heard about a group in Santiago that's looking for people.
Hey, for one second, be serious. Do you really think she's gonna leave France just for you? She was so happy just to get here, and now you want her to leave? Hey, do you want some of this pizza or not? Because, jeez, it's hot.
Hey, I'm good. Look, I went to a new country for her. Maybe she'd do the same for me. I don't know what to say. You know, I love her, man. I never met someone like her. Who's so smart, intense, fast, but still tender. And needs protecting.
Yeah, she's also French. And those people seem to like France.
Those people. I know, but do you ever feel like you're just not where you're supposed to be?
Totally. I once used the women's bathroom at the Louvre by accident. Took me an hour to get out. Both my legs fell asleep.
I have so many questions.
Well, listen, your Kim and Kanye problems aside, the reason I wanted you to come over was to show you something. While Big Mac was cracking through Cookie's data dump, I found this heavy-duty encrypted file deep in the root core.
Looks like some sort of Inception stamp.
Yeah, not sure. See, Big Mac didn't just decrypt and analyze the data in Cookie's brain. The AI analyzed the actual chip design. See, look here.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty dense overlay, but it's based on a blockchain architecture. So Mackie Mac here was able to infer a kind of a ledger from it and see whose fingerprints are on this chip and who was designed for.
What do you mean, designed for?
Vatech built this chip, but the chip wasn't built for them.
What do you mean?
Take a look at the ledger we parsed out, okay? The most recent entry, a $300 million Bitcoin payment from the Republic of Atlantica.
Atlantica? That's the shady offshore data haven on that abandoned oil platform in the North Sea.
Someone was trying to hide the origin of payment, but with the physical chip, we can unlock the identity.
Uh-oh. Should I guess?
It was White Egg. Your old employer, they tried to buy the chip first. I guess they wanted to be part of the Mickey Mouse Club too.
White Egg.
Vatech stole the design plans for what's inside Cookie, but they weren't the original buyer. Your old boss was.
That's a lot of money to pay for Cookie's chip.
Hey, are you sure about the chopsticks thing? Because I swear I never saw her use it.
Okay, you said the layer is off the map, right? Totally cloaked electronically, right?
For sure. This firehouse doesn't exist in internet space-time.
Raptor, buddy, you just gave me a great idea. I'm gonna need you to pass a note for me. Very, very quietly.
Quoi? I can't believe you're leaving Paris.
Are you kidding? It's a huge promotion.
And I'm telling you, it's thanks to you.
Because I saved you from your homicidal boyfriend.
Hey, I do it for all my friends, really.
No, I'm telling you, Madame Bonnet loves me ever since you saved her marriage. She loves you because you kick ass at your job.
She offered me the chance to run the fall media campaign for Envivage. Do you know how amazing that is? I want to totally change how we market in the Middle East. It's a 6-month assignment in Dubai.
Are you really taking it?
Of course I'm taking it! I leave tomorrow. It's not like I have anyone keeping me here. Oh! Oh, oh. Watch out for that biker!
C'est pas vrai! Possible! C'est encore vous! J'arrive pas à y croire! Destin nous a réunis
à nous! Ah, that's the bakery I wanted to take you to. You're going to love the woman that runs it.
Good bread?
I'm telling you, the best ficelle in Paris. Clarican's supposed to come by later too. He'll be happy to see you before you leave.
Oh my god, you're right!
I told you!
Oh Lisette, comment ça va? It's nice to see you in dry clothes.
Ah, Adèle! This is Madame Dubois.
Enchantée.
Your bakery smells wonderful.
Merci. You two sit down and I'll bring you some coffee and some cognac. They just came out an hour ago.
That sounds amazing.
Merci, Madame Dubois.
Told you she's the best.
So, talk to me about you. What happens next for Lisette?
I don't know. I think Clarican wants to get out of Paris.
Does he say why?
He's not saying anything, but I can tell he's not happy. I think he's worried about the police looking for us ever since we flooded High-Rise's apartment.
Yeah.
Ooh, you also blew up that warehouse that had the airplane in it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did do that.
Well, forget Clarican. What do you want, Lisette?
You know, I came back to Paris because I wanted to make it here on my own. Not trapped in the orphanage and not doing whatever Harlequin wants me to do, but belong to the city on my own terms, you know? I want to be my own woman in my own town.
Oui, I get it, but...
But what?
Bonjour!
Hey! Bonjour, mon petit poussin. How did it go with Raptor?
Really interesting. Where do I tell you about it?
Bonjour, Clarican.
Oh, hey, Adèle. I hope I'm not interrupting you later.
Not at all. I have to go soon.
Oh, well, then I'm glad I caught you before you left.
Me too. You won't see me for a while.
Clarican, is that a rat on your shoulder? My bakery has a no-tell policy.
Please, Madame Dubois, I promise. Cookie will behave.
Oh, you said that before. And then I found little paw prints in my Levian doll.
In fairness, Cookie was trying to take a shortcut to the Macron batter.
Is your furry friend dining alone? Or will it be bringing any other little rat friends?
Cookie's more of a loner, Madame Dubois. Like the Keanu Reeves of rodents.
Great. It's an American rat.
You're hilarious.
Well, safe travels, Adèle. Look after yourself. C'était vraiment sympa de te rencontrer. Merci d'être un si bon ami de Lisette.
Hey, he speaks French. Wow, when did you learn?
Cookie taught me some swear words.
And
Duolingo helped a bit.
Well, très bien, Monsieur Clarican. Lisette, I'd hold on to this one. You know how hard it is to find a boyfriend that won't try to kill you.
Thanks, Adèle. And I fully intend to keep him. Come, I'll walk up with you.
Au revoir, ma chérie. I'm so sorry I got you mixed up with Victor.
Hey, it's not your fault. It's okay. Au revoir, Adèle. Be safe and good luck with the new job. And just remember,
oui?
You don't need any man to take you to Dubai. You got there yourself.
Thanks, Lisette. And I'm so glad you came back to Paris.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, Lisette.
À bientôt. Good to sit down.
Oh, are these warm Kugan amans?
Cookie, macaron. Come to mommy. Oh, I missed you.
Yeah, she and Raptor were trading grooming techniques.
Hey, Cookie's cleaner than Raptor.
Look how she just goes right on your shoulder.
It's a happy place. Right, Cookie? Madame Dubois, these coon are magnifique.
Of course they are.
So, I was bouncing through the Marais yesterday, and I found something I'd like to give you. Just a little something.
What is it?
Oh, wait. Watch this. I just need to put my bag on the table. Okay. Cookie? Baguette? Get the present. Baguette!
Clarican! She's going into the bag! Oh, she's putting a little red box. This is so cute. How did you train how to do this?
Big Mac was able to map out the neurocerebral interface of the chip inside Cookie's brain. We've been working on a UI that lets us insert some simple sounds or images that the AI can translate into synaptic signals that... Are you even listening
to me? Oh my god! Clarican, you got me a new butterfly knife? And a gorgeous one. Oh, I love the blade. Look at this beautiful Damascus. Oh, Clarican, thank you, thank you. I love it.
I know how stabby the summer pollen makes you. So.
This means a lot to me. Thank you.
You're the cat burglar I love. So I know it's important not to take away your claws.
Well, I got something for you too.
Oh, did you get me a weapon too?
I wish. I'm afraid it's not nearly as cool.
You brought me my mail. Oh, these are college applications. I was looking for these.
I didn't give this to you earlier because, I don't know, it always makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable when you talk about going. I never understood the whole campus life thing.
Look, I know that, but I have my reasons. And having a degree might come in handy, especially if we ever, you know, wanted to try to lead normal lives.
Blah.
Blah. That's the extent of your response to my hopes and dreams?
Well, Cookie says blah too. Blah to normal.
Hmm. Well, it's great that you guys share the same vocabulary skill.
Oh, stop. It doesn't matter. We can't go back to the US anyway.
Actually, that might not be exactly true.
What do you mean?
Well, Raptor was doing some digging on the data we pulled from Cookie. It turns out that White Egg was supposed to be the original buyer of Cookie's chip before Vatex stole it. They clearly wanted Cookie for some purpose. One they didn't want anyone to know about.
Like what?
I don't know, but...
Wait, are you thinking of trading Cookie with White Egg to get a ticket back to the US?
No, of course not. But they need her for something, or at least whatever Cookie can do. So instead, I cut a deal with my old boss, Dr. Jacobs.
What kind of deal?
I told them our conditions. White Egg will clean wipe all of the Interpol files on us for everything we did here. They'll unfreeze my bank account, and they'll give us new IDs and fresh starts in the US.
Can White Egg really do all that?
That and much more. No one realizes how much outsource work they do for the US government. Way bigger than Blackwater.
So what's the catch?
We have to do 5 assignments for White Egg. We complete 5 jobs using Cookie, and we get clean slates. That's the deal.
Yeah, but what kind of jobs, Clarican? Who knows what kind of stuff they'll push us into?
I don't know. But given everything that's happened to us since we met, I'd say we can handle it. I've already worked for White Egg, so they know my skill set.
Oh, so where does that leave me?
With me, Lisette. We're a team. In every way, you and I are together. With fur flaps here.
Okay, but what if one of these missions is chopping off someone's head in Beirut? What then, Clarican? I'm not chopping off someone's head, and I'm definitely not going to Beirut.
I thought that'd be the other way around. But look, whatever they'll ask us to do, it'll most likely involve Cookie. And she's not exactly a head chopper either.
I've seen what she does to the hazelnut macarons. Vicious. A bloodthirsty killer, if you ask me.
Don't listen, Cookie.
Green tea for you, monsieur. And a double espresso for mademoiselle.
What do you think, Madame Dubois? Lisette and I have the chance to start a new life back in America. Have a fresh start. What would you do?
Does your furry friend get a fresh start, too?
Cookie is a very special rat, Madame Dubois.
Well, yeah, she's so special. She just peed a little bit on your army jacket. Let me guess, Lisette.
Cookie.
You don't want to go.
It's not that I just thought we could have more time here in this world.
And you? You want to go back to America, I take it?
I mean, France has been wonderful, but...
Ah, but you miss your Kentucky Fried Nuggets. Okay, listen to me, little doves. Young love is beautiful. But even the two of you will not stay young forever. Time slips away from all of us. Now you are both young. The two of you should seek out every adventure, take every risk, because every new challenge you meet together brings change. And change is what makes a person grow. And when the two of you can grow together, rely on each other, and give one another room to grow, that's when young love becomes true love. Run to the change you fear, holding each other's hand tightly, huh?
I'm scared.
What scares you, child?
I came to Paris to be myself. And I'm afraid that if I go to America, I won't fit into this world. And then I'll change. I won't be myself anymore. So I guess I'm afraid of losing something I just found.
You're afraid of what might happen?
Yes.
You're afraid of making the wrong decision?
Yes.
Okay, now you listen. I'm going to take away all your fear. Yes?
Yes.
And then you are going to make a decision. And I promise it will be the best decision. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, Clurican, I want you to look at Lisette. Do you love her?
I do.
Really look at her and tell her what you love about her.
I love the way she fights even when she's scared. And she always fights hardest for her friends.
Lisette, do you love Clurican?
Yeah, I think I do.
Then you look him in the eyes and you tell him what you love about him.
Okay. I love that he looks at the world in ways that I could never see.
Oui, très bien. Now, Lisette, it is time. Make your decision.
What? Right now?
Oui, right now. How do you feel?
Okay, let's say we do it. Let's say we agree to the terms. Then what's stopping White Egg from just arresting you in the airport, grabbing Cookie, and throwing the two of us in a box somewhere?
They won't.
How can you say that?
White Egg tried to run a $300 million crypto payment through an offshore data haven to purchase an unlicensed cyborg rat created using illegal human test subjects. Raptor and I have all the evidence and can release it with the push of a button. If they try to mess with us or Cookie, Raptor leaks everything we have on White Egg.
Okay. We need them and they need us.
Exactly. They don't.
But Clurican, really? Back to the States? I mean, maybe we could go somewhere else in Europe.
Let me ask you something. All my college apps. Is there any other reason you were hiding my mail?
I wasn't hiding it. I don't know. I guess it makes me uncomfortable that you want to go back to college. Feels like we're past that now. I mean, how will I fit into your plans?
You mean my plans of taking over the world and establishing a benevolent technocracy with my warrior queen at my side? As my teammate? You fit into those plans really nicely.
Well, Clurican, I might not want to be your warrior queen.
Well, we can't stay in Paris forever. We did blow up a building.
He makes a point.
We did do that.
And sooner or later, someone will find some footage of us. Or something worse. Let's quit while we're ahead.
Well, you call this ahead.
Come on, what do you say? Will you do it? Will you do it with me in America?
Clurican, I...
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
See your ticket, sir.
I got it. It's right here.
Ah, 2A, just to your left.
Wow, first class. I'm impressed.
Well, don't be. I promise you, White A got us these tickets to lure us into a false sense of complacency.
I can be lured. This is us here.
I can't believe you got Cookie through security.
She's my emotional companionship rat.
Well, I'm getting pretty emotional about those Macrons. Are you sure Madame Dubois said she could ship them?
Yes. She said she can freeze them and send them to us in the States. But she gave us a box to eat on the plane.
Well, give me one of the Nutella ones.
Clark, and you know that's Cookie's favorite.
Well, why can't she have the raspberry?
You can have the raspberry. Cookie's going to get Nutella. She's a nervous flyer.
I'm getting a clearer picture of where I stack up in this relationship.
Here, hold Cookie.
Of course I'll hold Cookie. She loves me more anyway.
Well, she does when you leave your macaron unguarded.
Cookie.
She does like raspberry.
Come on, Cookie. Time to go back and coach.
I can't believe we're leaving Paris. It feels like we just got here.
Hey, seriously. If White Egg doesn't work out, or hell, even if it does, you can always come back. Next city to blow up is your pick, I swear.
Admit it. You were starting to really like Paris.
Look, I will say Paris was something else. Yeah, I will miss it.
I can't believe you went all fortnight on a fish tank. Many fins were lost that day.
Hey, I can't believe you were going to sleep with Francois Fatot.
I wasn't going to sleep with him. You were the one with Madame Bonnet's tongue in your ear.
It felt squishy, if I'm being honest.
You. At least Francois kept his tongue in his mouth.
I don't know. I'm guessing his tongue was probably hanging out of his mouth when he saw you walk into the bar.
Well, Frenchy Boulevard breaks a lot of hearts and glasses.
Please tell me that you packed that dress.
The low-cut wrap dress that Adele gave me? You liked it? It's in the carry-on over your head, along with a small present I got for you.
This overhead?
Uh-huh, that overhead.
A present for me?
Pour toi. Why don't you grab it and see? It's the white box in my bag.
Okay. Let's see what, You gotta be kidding me. You're...
Technically, it's duty-free.
Is this what I think it is?
It is.
An original one.
It is.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
I'm glad you like it.
Like it? Lizette, I want you to do me a big, giant favor.
Lizette and Cloricane both rose from their seats and leaned in close to whisper.
Okay, I'll take the front, lad. You take the back.
Meet you back here in 5.
And in 5 minutes, Cloricane exited the rear lavatory of the cabin, wearing crystal-studded sunglasses and a cherry-red Supreme sweatshirt with a Louis Vuitton pattern, while Lizette came out of the front, sporting the dark navy wrap dress she wore at the Georgia Sank Hotel.
Hey, Rockstar. Nice sweatshirt.
Thanks. May I ask how the hell you got your hands on one? They only made 3.
I stole it from Raptor.
I thought it was locked in his vault.
Huh. Breezy gave me the key.
Well, I guess now there's only 2. God, I love you, Lizette.
I know.
What do you think, Cookie? Are you excited to go to America?
Oh, I don't want her to get fat like all the American rats.
Oh. Wait until she tries a chalupa.
So 5 missions, huh?
5 missions. Then we can start brand new lives.
What if I like this life?
Yeah, I must say I like the uniform. Looks like Cookie still wants to be a tragically hip rat on the run, too.
I can't blame her. We run wild together, Clarkin.
Yes, Lisette. Yes, we do.
I love you, Clarkin.
I love you, Lisette.
Pardon me. May I bring you each a glass of champagne?
None for us. Two glasses for Cookie. Nervous flyer. Okay. About 8 hours to go.
Why are you putting your headphones on?
Because that's where the sound comes out.
So you don't want to talk?
Oh, well, I'm happy to talk. Do you want to talk?
Not if you don't want to talk.
Well, I'm happy to talk.
Well, I don't want to talk.
Okay, well, the headphones on?
Sure, headphones on. Can you hand me the neck pillow?
Here. Oh, can I grab those potato chips?
Yeah, here you go.
So, what are you listening to?
I'm going to listen to the new Brian Parker album. What about you?
Oh, I actually found this awesome new podcast. It's called The Line.
I've been listening to The Rapscallion Agency, a Leviathan audio production written and created by Christoph Lopotka. Go to rapscallionagency.com, or to dive deeper into the story, listen to The Leviathan Chronicles on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The Rapscallion Agency was executive produced by Amish Chani, produced and mixed by Robin Shore, produced by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, casting by Claire Dodin and Kim Donovan, original music by Luke Allen, editing and sound design by Luke Allen and Robin Shore, directed by Christoph Lopotka. Starring Claire Dodin as Lisette Manzabil, Todd Habercorn as Chloroquine, June Yoon as Raptor, Monia Ayashi as Adele Lesange, Cookie Castelli as Isabelle Dubois, narrated by Benoit Monin. Additional voices by David Duclos, Bruno Stéphane, Laura Post, and Samantha Parker. To learn more about our other audio drama podcasts, go to leviathanaudioproductions.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get the latest news and behind-the-scenes footage. Thank you for supporting Leviathan Audio Productions, and thank you for listening to The Rapscallion Agency. Lisette and Chloroquine will return in future seasons.
Leviathan Audio Production.
Night fell on the southern reaches of the Arabian Sea. A long, gray supertanker, stretching over 300 meters, rose and fell with the cadence of the rolling waves. Deep inside the tanker ship, a short man wearing a black turtleneck and black coat stood still, seemingly impervious to the motion of the ship. He stood alone in his private chamber, staring in silence at an old oil painting of a wooden ship weathering a vicious storm in the Sea of Galilee.
Yes.
The shuttle has docked with the ship, my lord. Shall I take our guest to the council chamber?
See to it.
And Dr. Pinzer?
Send him to me. I want the good doctor to accompany me to the high table.
Of course.
I'm quite sure he wouldn't want to miss an initiation.
So the package is kept on ice and sent ahead. You sent for me, Lord Mallor.
Dr. Pinzer, were you successful in your trip to Paris?
I believe so. By posing as firefighters, the consortium's recovery team was able to extract what we needed before French law enforcement shut down the scene of the incident.
So, I assume there'll be no tracing of Monsieur Merodach back to us?
No, there shouldn't. We extracted any identifiable attributes from what was left of the corpse.
Well, such a comfort to know that part of him will live on with us in perpetuity. Walk with me.
I must caution you, my lord. The integrity of organic material is fickle. I'm afraid it's too early to tell if what we recovered can be saved.
Let us hope so. At least for the sake of our latest initiate to the high table of our group.
This new initiate, this pirate, are you really considering him for a promotion of this magnitude? The high table?
I am, Doctor. Is that a concern?
I must admit that I'm just surprised to see him be considered as a candidate at this level of seniority in the consortium.
And why is that, Doctor?
Because inclusion in the high table is designated exclusively for those members of our group that have shown the greatest of distinction in their contributions to the consortium's profitability. They have to bring something unique, something we specifically need. I'm just surprised this pirate king could have produced such a sizable contribution from his operations in the Gulf of Aden. It was my understanding that most of the piracy efforts off Somalia have been largely curtailed.
They have, to a degree. Our captain still maintains a fleet of over 50 skiffs near Bosaso. Earlier this year, his team ransomed a captured Dutch oil freighter for 3.5 million euros.
Forgive me, Baron, but that doesn't strike me as a contribution sizable enough to be worthy of admission to the high table.
There's more in the ocean than you might think, my good doctor. Treasure.
What kind of treasures?
This.
Did he find this?
He brought it with him.
What exactly does it do?
Supposedly, it can find the remains of materials and structures not of Earthbound origin.
How Promethean. And where did he find it?
Well, why don't you ask him yourself?
All the medical equipment has been arranged, my lord. Dr. Pinzer, surgical tools have been sterilized and ready.
Excellent.
Leave us.
Lord Mala, Dr. Pinzer.
Captain Sala, please don't get up. We don't receive guests on the Kryptitan very often.
It is an honor. Thank you for this chance to ascend in the consortium.
The honor is ours, Captain Sala. Truly. Your piracy operations, as well as your smuggling operations of dat and opium, have been a valued part of the consortium's operations in East Africa and the Middle East. And I'm told you've been an effective soldier in our proxy war against our Black Door friends.
I have more to offer, my lord.
Of course you do. You wouldn't be here if you didn't, Captain.
I wish to sit at the high table.
That's quite a request. Luckily, we recently had an opening.
I ask it!
And you understand that by asking, you are admitting to knowledge of the existence of our group. Something that is punishable by death to those outside the inner circle.
I understand. But I have learned a secret that will be of great value to the consortium. Our consortium.
You seem rather confident of a man restrained, Captain. And you are aware that inclusion in the high table requires a degree of, sacrifice.
I understand. And I accept.
I warn you, you will find the procedure painful.
We do what must be done. I am not afraid.
Yes, Captain Sala. We do what must be done.
I pledge my loyalty to you, Lord Mala, and to our group. I will defend our interests and slaughter our enemies. I ask you for acceptance in the high table of our consortium.
If your request is denied, you will have to pay with your life. Do you still formally seek admission, Captain Sala?
I do. Body and soul.
Dr. Pinzer.
As you wish.
The doctor pushed the steel cart in the middle of the room towards Captain Sala. After pressing several keys on a ceramic box, he lifted the lid allowing wisps of dry ice to waft outward and collect on the floor. The pirate's eyes widened as they focused on the visible contents of the box. A roughly severed left hand, completely encased in titanium.
Well then, Sala. On behalf of the Chrysanthemum Consortium, let me welcome you into our inner circle. And besides, my dear Captain, it certainly looks like you could use a hand.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.